Oh yeah.
Did that? How do you call this drudgery that he had had in Vienna? So we were really very happy. We had a kind of a table round where we went to this restaurant where all these people would come at the lunchtime. We still had lunch as the big meal. So it was a very pleasant, beautiful time. Like a great travel vacation experience.
An effect to this.
Now, we also met there the Kafkas.
Ah.
And of course, I had known Hans Kafka since my childhood. He and Eric immediately clicked, so to say, and we became very, very close friends. And his wife, Tode Kafka, was a very famous actress. Now there was Joseph Roth was at that time lived in Paris also as an exile.
I see.
And he was terribly unhappy, and for many reasons, for the reasons that he was in exile, and for a writer, exile is the persona of unhappiness because he's deprived of his instrument, so to say, the language. And he also had a personal tragedy in his life. He loved his wife very much, and she was in an insane asylum, I think, and it was a great tragedy for him. He had loved her very much. And so he sat in this little bar and literally drank himself. It was his form of suicide. He drank this very, very strong absinthe, Pinot it's called. It's a green liquid, and incredibly strong, and he drank it by the jugs, you know, the whole day he sat there and literally drank himself to death and died in Paris within that year. And now we met through his, through Hans Kafka's wife, a producer who was really the model for the often a ridiculed movie producer, you know.
Oh, yes.
Only that he had some kind of a flair of who was something in literature, and had some kind of an artistic feeling, but was such an amateur, you know, that it was just incredible. And he had befriended that completely befuddled Roth, Joseph Roth, and had gotten the rights from him. He didn't even know what he was doing. And to his book, Job. And he had a brother who was a very gifted writer and who had made this in a very good, into a very good play. And he was going to produce that. Of course, he had very little money. And he rented the Theatre Pigalle, which belonged to Rothschild, and was putting on this production. And Tode Kafka, Hans's wife, was supposed to be Miriam, that is one of the figures.
Yes.
And she told Eric and said, there's a dance there, a Cossack dance, where I'm supposed to dance, and you should write the music. And Eric was immediately very enthusiastic. He loved, and you know, theater music was just right up his aisle. And we had somehow, I forgot how, and probably Milo helped us too, as we had gotten hold of an old piano, which was moved into the hotel room. And there he composed the Cossack dance. And in the meantime, we had done very, very well, as I told you, with this man, and we had some money saved. And so we decided that the Kafkas and we, and of course Willy, who in the meantime had met in the garden there next to the university in the Jardin Luxembourg, a very charming young Scottish girl. And they had taken quite a shine to each other. And so we decided that we would rent a villa in Vésinet, which was on the line to Saint-Germain, one of the stations there. Very beautiful along the Seine. You know? And there we found this villa And we went out there, we and the Kafkas, and we all contributed so that he could rent this villa.